because we're a little ahead of schedule, we're moving forward to item I. This is the action item, same presenters, for the BCPs for budget year 15-16. Thank you.
Any public comment? Sorry, Judge Earl. Any public comment on item I? No one has come forward.
Thank you. We present today our recommendation regarding budget change proposals for the trial courts for the upcoming or the budget year. As you know, the budget change proposals are an important opportunity to request additional funding for future fiscal years to address various cost increases or workload growth or new policies and programs that the trial courts have to adopt. They must be submitted to the Department of Finance by mid-September, and they require approval of the council prior to the submission of those BCPs for the trial courts. My co-chair and I sent a survey to all 58 trial courts asking them to prioritize the list of trial court priorities that was contained within the chief's three-year blueprint. We felt that was a good foundation for budget change proposals, but we asked them to rank them, if you will, and also ask them to submit any additional statewide priorities that they thought we should be pursuing this year, the emphasis being on statewide priorities. 29 of the trial courts returned completed surveys, and our committee met in June and discussed the list of from both the blueprint and additional priorities from the courts. We identified the following items in ranked order from the blueprint, and it is our recommendation that the council approve the preparation and submission of budget change proposals for the courts for these programs. They include, first and foremost, trial court reinvestment, closing the funding gap. It also includes trial court employee benefit and salary increases, sufficient funding for technology, funding to support additional judgeships. That would be the funding for the second 50 judgeships that's been approved, but of which funding has not been forthcoming. We also request trial court reinvestment, employee benefit and salary increase. Where are we? I've lost it. Oh, court facilities, sorry. Funding for court facilities, for court-appointed dependency counsel. We also have a group working group who's meeting that's being led by Mike Planet to discuss potential statutory language changes regarding how the 2%, the process for the 2% reserve is. We are also requesting, obviously, that the council continue to pursue, and I know that you will. I know there's efforts underway, a backfill of that $22.7 million, and to continue to have discussions to address the negative fund balance within the Improvement and Modernization Fund.
And just to reiterate, we didn't specifically call it out, but we'd obviously continue a repeal of the 1% fund balance cap. Goes without saying, but I wanted to say it just to make sure everybody on the record was aware that that was part of our efforts.
And these were approved unanimously by the committee.
Thank you.
Yeah, and one last thing is that the additional concepts that were identified generally overlapped with the existing priorities, and so we felt that they were fairly inclusive of these concepts.
Thank you. David Yamasaki?
I'd like to move approval of the recommendation.
Second by Judge Jacobson and Judge O'Malley. Not seeing any hands raised for further discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Matter carries. Thank you.